Start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Alexander, Rabbi.
Okay, still. This is Parshas Pekudei. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidos. Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe V'Avoides HaLeviim B'Yad Yisomim Ben Aaron HaKoyen. So Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Rashi says HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidos. What's HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidos? Two times it says HaMishkan. Rashi says, Remez, Shnei Palmim, Remez the Mikdash, and Ismashkin, Shnei Chubanin, and Avonisein Shel Yisroel. So Remez for the two bottom Mikdashes that we lost with the Chubanis, and Avonisein Shel Yisroel. That's Lashem Mishkin, Lashem Mashkin, Shnei Smashkin, and Avonisein Shel Yisroel. So Bein Bechai says an amazing gematria on this pasuk. HaMishkan, Mishkan Ha'idos. Mishkan is gematria 410. That's a remez for the Bais Rishon, which is 410 years. HaMishkan is gematria 400, with the five oisiyos of HaMishkan is 420, because Mishkan is 410, the Hay is 415, and the five oisiyos of HaMishkan is 420. That's a remez for the Bais Sheni, which was for 420 years. And Ha'idos is gematria 479, Tof Ayin Tes, which is the amount of years that we had the Mishkan, all the years that we had the Mishkan for. So in this passage we have a remez here of the Bais Rishon, the Bais Sheni, and all the years that we had the Mishkan for. The Chasam Sofer says it's a Nifladik remez, and he wants to add on this remez. Why is it that for the Bais Rishon, the Mishkan is gematria 410, a remez for the Bais Rishon? But when it comes to the Mishkan or the Bais Sheni, HaMishkan, which is 420, we have to include the five letters. Why do we need to do that? Why for the Bais Rishon it's a perfect gematria, and for the Bais Sheni we have to include the five letters to get to 420. So the Chasam Sofer wants to say, this is a remez for the five things that were missing in the Bais Sheni. The Gemara says in Yuma there was five things missing in the Bais Sheni. There was Eish Min HaShemayim, they didn't have Urim V'Tumim, they didn't have the Tzitzenes Haman, the Shemana Mishkan, the Aron Veluchos. So those five things, to be meramis to those five things, will include the five letters of HaMishkan. That's the Chasam Sofer. On last week's parasha, the pasuk says, "Kichumi itchem truma laHashem, kol nediv leiv, libo yivi eretz trumas Hashem zov kesev nechoshes." You should bring trumas Hashem, kol nediv libo yivi eretz trumas Hashem. What does it mean? Yevi'er, kol nediv libo, yevi'er. What are you bringing? The pasuk says you're bringing the zav, the kesev, the nediv leiv. So Ramban says yevi'er means a person should bring himself, because every person is a mikdash ma'at. He's got a shoras hashkina within himself, and he brings the zav, kesev, and the choshes. If he brings it with a nediv leiv and a rotzin to mekayim, a rotzin Hashem, then he's doing a shoras hashkina, and that's what the Torah wants a person to bring. He should bring it with himself, says Ramban, with his own shoras hashkina. We don't need to wait for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash to do Nadiva slave. I want to share with you a fascinating story from Ephraim Waxman, which happened this year. Ephraim Waxman has a yeshiva in Monsey. And one night he gets a call from somebody. He says, I made some money this week and I've got some cash. I want to come round to you. I want to give you $30,000. So Ephraim Waxman says, sure, come round to me. And I'll be very happy to accept this in the davar. So he comes around and he brings Ephraim Waxman an envelope of $30,000. This happened just near a year ago. So Ephraim Waxman didn't want to have this money by night in his house. So he wanted to give it straight away to the administrator of the yeshiva to give him the money. So he called him up and he said, you know something, there's a chasna in Monsey tonight. I'll be at the chasna. Ephraim Waxman said, I know we need to go to the chasna. Well, me at the chasna and I'll give you the money there. So me at the chasna. And he gives the administrator the $30,000. And the administrator goes home. On his way home, he's never done this before, but the administrator thought, you know what, I drove all the way to this chasna, he's such a good friend of mine, I need to be there a bit longer, I want to stay for another dance. So he turns around and he goes back to the chasna. And he gets to the room, gets to the lobby, he meets a good friend of his, and his friend says to him, how are you, what's going on? He says, you know something, I need a favor from you, he asks the administrator. I need to borrow a lot of money, there's something I need to buy, and I need to borrow a lot of money. Can you lend me that money? So he said, I don't have money, why are you asking me? He said, I don't know, maybe you know, you're a good friend of mine, maybe you can lend me. So he asked him, how much? He said, I need to borrow $30,000. So he said, I tell you what, I don't have this money, but you know, I just got money from Maxim for the yeshiva, I need to ask him, what do you want to do with the money? So he said, there's an auction now, it's finishing tomorrow morning. of the, they want to sell the becher of the Ribbentzel Rebbe. The Ribbentzel Rebbe's his cave is in Muncie. They had his becher, and they want to sell the becher of the Ribbentzel Rebbe. And I want to buy this becher. I'm into antiques, and I really want to say Kiddush Friday night on this becher. And I want to buy it. I've got the money. I'll pay you back in a few weeks. I just need $30,000 to buy the becher. So the administrator called the Frank Waxman. And Frank Waxman says, look, we want to help another year. This is not our money. It's Yeshiva money. They ask her off. And decide they're going to get two guarantor. They're going to get guarantor. And they're going to lend him the money. I'll deny that he brings it in a month. If he doesn't bring the money back in a month, they'll take away the becher. So they made the whole shtar, and they gave him the $30,000, and he bought the becher. A month later came, and he didn't have the money. Like normally it's like that. And he decided to wait another month, 2 months. By the third month, the yeshiva needs the money. It's yeshiva, the money from the yeshiva. And he said, I'm so sorry, but you're going to have to give back the becher. So the youth apologized. He said, I'm so sorry, I had planned on getting money, it didn't come, I'll give you back the becher. So he gave the becher back. Last year, Friday night, last year, Lil Seder was the first time Frank Waxman took the becher out and he made use it for Lil Seder. That becher was in yeshiva safe. It was just before Pesach, this whole story. And he was in yeshiva safe. And the yeshiva didn't know what to do with the becher. $30,000. It was sitting in the yeshiva safe. Last year, Lil Seder, Frank Waxman said on the share that he actually used the becher of the Ribbentzel Rebbe. After Pesach, Frank Waxman was going collecting in Monsi, and he met somebody who's into antiques, and he gave him a nice adobo, and he started showing him different kisvayodis and megillas and different rebbes and all different chassidish antiques that he had. So Frank Waxman said, by the way, I've got a becher in the yeshiva in the safe from the Ribbentzel Rebbe. So he was very touched about it, because he was very into the Ribbentzel Rebbe. He used to go a lot down by the kiva. He said, you know, next time I'm in your area, I want to come around, I want to see the becher. A week later, he comes around to Frank Waxman's yeshiva. He says, you know, I'm going by. I would like to see the becher. He looks at the becher, and he gets a shock of his life. He said, this becher is not worth $30,000. I'm into antiques. For me, it's worth so much more. It's worth six times the amount. I want to buy it. I want to buy this becher, give the nedava to yeshiva, six times the value of $30,000 I want to give it. So he says, he writes out a check, and then he says to Frank Waxman, I want the money to go to yeshiva, but I want the becher to go to that other yid. The yid that wanted to have the becher, he wanted it. I don't want to take it away from another yid. I want that yid to get the becher. We'll see here from this amazing story how another yid, Mika Amcha Yisrael, with a diva slave, can just look to help another yid. How he felt that the becher is worth so much, the yeshiva deserves the money. But for him, how can he take away this becher if someone else wanted it? He's going to give it to the other yid. We don't need to wait for the Mishkan to be Nadiva slave. We can Nadiva slave to anybody, giving somebody a nice smile, giving somebody a good morning, anything, just helping somebody else. Whatever we can do to help someone else, of Nadiva slave. Ashapukat Api Moshe Avoides Alaviyim. Now the Mishkan was made out of wood, made out of Urias. It was very a weak bit of building. It wasn't an expensive building. And the base of Mikdash, the bottom of Mikdash, the Gemara says, whoever didn't see the binyan of Hordus Beyamov, Leirah binyan Mefur Beyamov, someone didn't see the building of the base of Mikdash, never saw a beautiful building. And nevertheless, both bottom Mikdashes were destroyed. And the Mishkan we have, it was Niganas, it was saved. And we have it. So why is it? The Sipponet speaks out over here. The Sipponet says, the base of Mikdash, the Mishkan was made only through Moshe and Bezalel. The whole thing, the holy soda of the Mishkan from the beginning was Torah, the Kaddish for Torah. However, the Bais Rishon, the Bais Sheni, the Sponis speaks out, the Bais Rishon, which was made with Shlema Melech and Chiram Melech Tzoya, it was made with the help of a goy. It was made with the help of a goy. It didn't last long. And also the Bais Sheni was built with the Rishus of the Goyim. Something that was the Yisoid, when it's built from the beginning, has a goy helping him, being involved in it, hasn't got that koyach to stand for long term, hasn't got the Yisoid in it to stay. You do it from the Gaon. The Gaon said if you build a shul and the money's only from people who keep Shabbos, not a single penny from Chalil Shabbos, the Gaon says not a single tefillin in that shul will not get answered. Every tefillin will get answered in that shul, because the shul is built from the beginning with money of people shame with Shabbos. Then the tefillin of that shul have where to go to. There's a Gemara above Metzia. The Gemara says Reb Chiya wants to be Machzer Torah LeYoshna. So he took five boys and he taught them. The Gemara starts off, what did he do? He took animals, he shechted them, he took klaf, he wrote out Chemishi Chemishi Torah. And then he went and took five children, he taught them, and they taught other boys, and that's how he was Machzer Torah. The Gemara above Metzia says, Masha'as the Bamba Kasher. Reb Chiya was a busy person. He didn't have time. Why did he spend time taking animal shechtim and writing, making klaf? Go buy paper from the shop and write svarim. Why do you need to make the klaf? It takes time to make klaf. Why did Chia find it important to make the klaf? The Malsho says to bring Torah back, the yisoid from the beginning has to be kodesh v'torah. And Mechia didn't want to have any yad akum be'emtza, any goy involved in the whole maisa of bringing Torah back to Klal Yisrael. And therefore he himself, the Shem Mitzvah, to machzeh Torah, Klal Yisrael, he himself took animals, he shechted them, he brought the klaf, everything that from the beginning, from the yisoid, everything should be from the beginning, kodesh, without any goy involved. I heard a very nice chat with it's brought down when Matthew Ephraim brings that before Yom Kippur you should buy a lulav. What's it in it to buy a lulav before Yom Kippur? To have the most chusim before Yom Kippur. Now Moitzi Yom Kippur is the reason Makdim when we build the sukkah. Why is it? Why don't we build the sukkah before Yom Kippur? Another mitzvah. Build the sukkah. So I heard a very nice chat. I'll be this supporter. This you saw that to build the sukkah we want it to be kodesh v'toy. Before Yom Kippur we've still got our various. We can't really build a Beis HaMikdash. We can't really build our own sukkah, which is our own Mishkan Ma'at, our own Hashuas HaShchina. We can't do that. So Moitzi Yom Kippur, when we're all clean, like we're proper kodesh v'toy, we're all clean from the beginning, then we can go and build our sukkah. Look, buying a lulav, you're just buying the lulav, you're not doing anything. But to build the sukkah, you're doing it yourself. We want it to be in the best way, and therefore we'll wait to Moitzi Yom Kippur when we're clean from our various, and then we'll build the sukkah. Rashi says that Bezalel ben Uri ben Chu lemat Yehuda osis kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So Rashi is medayik the pasuk asher tziva osay Moshe in ksiv kan. It doesn't say asher tziva osay Moshe. Ela kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Whatever Hashem told Moshe. Afil ledvarim shle omalei rabbi hiskima datoi lemash nem le Moshe besina. Even things that were not told to him from Moshe, however, he did what he understood was told to Moshe from Hashem. Because Moshe told, "Ki Moshe tzivah leBetzalel lasis tchila kelim ve'achar kach mishkan. First make kelim, and then build the mishkan." Omalei Betzalel, Betzalel said, "Minag oylam lasis tchila bayis ve'achar kach meisim kelim esoicha. You first have to have a house, and then you can bring in the furniture. You don't order the furniture before you build the house." So Moshe said, "You're right. This is what Hashem told me to do. First build the mishkan, and then build the house." So Moshe told him originally, build the kelim. Then the Mishkan, and Bezalel said, what do you mean? Where are you going to put the Kalim? You know what? Build the Mishkan first. And Moshe said, yeah. This is what Hashem told me. There's a bomb of kash on this Rashi. The Peneshua, the last Peneshua in Brochus, asked his kasha. The Kalim were all built Chavav Kislev. It was really meant to have, the Mishkan was meant to be built Chavav Kislev. Chavav Kislev, right. Hashem decided that better to build the Mishkan in Chodesh Nisan, the month of the others, better build in Chodesh Nisan. So the Mishkan was only built in Chodesh Nisan and set up. So where was all the Kalim from Chof Hei Kislev to Chodesh Nisan? It was in a warehouse. It was stored in a machzan. It was put away from Chof Hei Kislev to Chodesh Nisan. The Kalim was stored away. So what was Moshe's whole, what was Bezalel's whole argument with Moshe? Build a Mishkan, build a Kalim, doesn't make a difference. You build the Kalim first, anyway it's going in a warehouse. It's anyway going to be put away. It's Bomba Kasha on Rashi. What's his whole argument? What's the Bezalel saying? Build a Mishkan, then build the Kalim. Anyway, everything's going in a machzan, in a warehouse from Chof Hei Kislev until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Pnei Yeshua asks his kasha in the last Pnei Yeshua Maseches Brochas. Pnei Yeshua says that Bezalel was coming with a whole lomdish taina. He was telling Moshe it's pasnish to build the Kalim, then the Mishkan, because of Mailim B'Kodesh V'Ima Ridin. The Oren has more Kedusha than the Mishkan. So first build the Mishkan, and then be Mailim B'Kodesh, go higher, and then build the Oren. That's what was B'Tzala's taina. Why did B'Tzala not say it straight out? Why did he go with the whole remez of a house, first make a house, then the furniture? Because he didn't want to be Moyer Hayra B'Fnei Rabbi. So he sort of said it in a remezdik way. But Bezalel was trying to tell Moshe that Ma'alim B'Kodesh V'Imaridin that we first build, first you should make the Mishkan and then go up and build the Kalim. That was Bezalel's whole time. Chasam Sofer says, from Nosson Adler, he wants to say a different terence. He says, Pashas, the way you'd build it is the same way you'll do the Mishicha later on by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They were Moshech all the Kalim and the Mishkan. Now, if you're going to build the Kalim first, then the Mishkan, even though you've got a place to put the Kalim, Pashtis, you'll also be Moshech the Kalim later on than the Mishkan. Now, if you moshich the kelim, later on, Mishchodesh Nissen, you can't put the kelim in a warehouse. So Mishchodesh Nissen, you're going to have a problem. Because if you built the kelim first, you would then pass to be moshich the kelim first. Once the kelim's had Mishicha, then where are you going to put them? The Mishkan's not built yet. To put it back in the warehouse, we can't do that. The warehouse is not Kodesh. The warehouse is just a warehouse. So first, Mitzala said, build the Mishkan, then the Kelim. Therefore, later on, Mishchodesh Nissen will also build the Mishkan, Moshech the Mishkan, then build the then bring the Kelim in, and be Moshech the Kelim. Therefore, we'll have later on a place to put the Kelim inside the Mishkan. From Pasuk Chof Dalet onwards, the Torah gives us a whole list of all the Zav, the Kesed, and the Choshev, where everything went to, and how much we had. Kol Zav Osim Malachim Chom Lech Zakodesh, and with the Zahav Atunav Os Teshav Esim Kikur Shvamis Shloshim Shekel. The Torah gives a whole list. It comes to Pasuk Chof Ches. All of a sudden, there's a Hei Yedia. There's Ho Elef Ushvamis Chamisha Shivim Osa Vovim Lamudim. The Ho Elef Ushvamis Chamisha Shivim Osa Vovim. This last 1,750 was made vavim. They made of this vavim from the keser. The last bit of keser they made out of vavim. What's ha'elef shvameis? What's the hey idea? The Gemara Bechori says that this last thing Moshe forgot what he used it for. So people in Klal Yisrael started saying, Moshe, you're ganav. What do you mean? You take the money for yourself? So the Baskel came out and said, Ha'elef, Shvameis, Chamish, Shim, Osa, Vovim, Lamudim. The Baskel came out and said, Moshe made it for Vovim, to make it for hooks, to hold the Yerias together. So that's the Hei idea. Ha'elef, the Gemara B'chur, Staf Hei says, the Hei idea is to tell you, the Baskel came out to tell us what it was for. The Medrash says, on the Gemara, the Medrash says here, on the Pasuk, this is what Shlomo Melech said, Ish emunois, Rav, Brochos, Ba'ot leha shelo yenake. Ish emuno is rav brochus. Somebody is emuno rav brochus. He has a lot of brochus. Ba'ot leha she. Somebody has a desire to become wealthy. Lo yenake. Somebody's got emuno rav brochus. However, ba'ot leha she says the Medrash. Somebody's got a desire to become wealthy. Lo yenake. He'll somehow be over naviris, because to come wealthy, if it's his only desire to come wealthy, he can have lisonis and he might not overcome it. The Medrash says over here for Moshe, Ish emunos rav brochus. Two shutfim came once to Rameir upon Mishlana. They came to him, they said to him, we're about to open a business together, and we would like you to write out a whole contract. There's all this, every sieve cotton, you know, what's going to happen if this happens, if that happens. He took the paper from them, and he wrote Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and he gave it back to them. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. They said, what's this? We're expecting ten pages and books, everything. He said, what do you mean? Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Aleph Beis is a Muna, Brocha. If you have a Muna, you'll have Brocha. And if you have Gezela, you'll have Dalos. If you start stealing, then you have Dalos. So just make sure to keep the Aleph Beis, a Muna, Brocha. And you have the Gimel, Dalos, and Gimel, and Gezela, and Dalos. Once Rameir upon Mishlana walked into Shul and he saw what a mess. You know, sometimes Shuls look like a mess. He said, in our own house, we don't live like this. But in a Shul, it's not our house. Ein Zekim Beis Elokim. It's Hashem's place, you know. So everyone steps out. Everyone just leaves it the way it is. Now, this week's parasha Bekudei, it says Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe many, many times. In fact, it says 18 times if you count in the parasha Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. Every time Moshe did something, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. Every single time. And the Yishamim Brocha says, what's Kasher Tziva? What's it? Be Meramas for the Shemoyne Eser Brochas. We say the 18 Brochas Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe every time. To tell us about Shemoyne Esra Brochas. Now, what's the Shaykhus to Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe to Shemoyne Esra? Pasha, because Mishkan is Makom Karbonos, Tefillah is Makom Karbonos, Makom Karbonos in the Mishkan, so Shemoyne Esra is Makom Karbonos. So the 18 Tefillah to Shemoyne Esra is Meramah, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. So Baal HaTorah brings this Remez from the Yerushalmi, and he adds, Baal HaTorah says, there's another one more time where it says, Kasher Tziva Kein Osu. It doesn't say Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Kein Osu. So he said, this is the 19th time to be Meramas for Lamal Shini, which the Rabbanon came and added on. Now, while the Torah carries on, amazing remez he carries on. If you add all the words, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, or Kasher Tziva Oysa Elokim, all these words, all this psukim that we have, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, comes out to 113 words. And if you add all the sefer tevas of every bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, bracha ta Hashem Chayin Adas, bracha ta Hashem Chanamah B'Nis Leach, if you add all those together, you're going to get to 113 words. Exactly the same amount of time as Balatum here, the pasuk. And there's a chumash with the Persian Balatum, and he goes through every single one of them to show you how it fits in 113 words of 113 times Kashet Siva Oiselikim, Kain Osa Kashet Siva Shemaz Moish. All those words together, 113 words. It also brings that it says Lev, Milas Lev, or Libcha, heart, in the Torah, it says Lev in the Torah 113 times, it says in the Torah Lev. All different times go. The word heart in the leave in the Torah is 113 times in the Pirsha, the Pirsha Balaturim, and he goes through every single one of them. He's got Kasha, one or two of them, but he goes through each one to show you that Torah needs believe. Ezra Vodish believe, Zui Tfilah. Tfilah needs leave. The Rechaim over here says, what's the inyan of Kashet Tziva Hashem as Moshe so many times? That every time Moshe did it, he did the Shem Mitzvah Hashem, the Shem Yichud. Every single time he built it, he did the Shem Yichud, Kashet Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Just to make a sikkum, so we just mentioned at the beginning a gematria of our Mishkan Eidus. You got HaMishkan. Mishkan Eidus, which is gematria 410, 420 in the Eidus of the amount of years that we had the Mishkan. You have the Mishkan. And you saw that the Mishkan wasn't destroyed, the Sephora says, because even though it was made with Urias and it was wood, we still have it lost the love because it's hidden, because it was made with Moshe and Bezalel, Masha Inkin, the Batim Mikdashi, which were destroyed. Even though they were so strong and they were so beautiful, they were made with Goyim and they had the help of other Goyim involved in the binning of it. In the Bimor Bav Mitzia, Reb Chia, he spent time to get Klaf. To write Svarim from the beginning to show you how the importance it is to that from the Yisod, everything should be Kodesh Vatoy. And the Gaon says that somebody builds a shul and all the money of the shul is only made only from people in Mishay Meshavas, and no tefillah in that shul will not get every tefillah will get answered because the Yisod of that shul is built properly from the beginning. The shame is the shame Hashem. Now we mentioned the Kasha from the Bnei Yeshua, that what's the whole argument with Bezalel and Moshe, because Moshe said to build a Kedah in the Mishkan. Anyway, everything was stored in the Machsan from Chafi Kisiv to Shchodesh Nissan. So the Bnei Yeshua said the Teretz of Maile Mekodesh. The Iker reason was to build first the Mishkan, then go up to build the Aron. Chassan Sofer said the way you'd build it is the same way you'd be Moshech later, and we want to be Moshech the Mishkan, then the Kedah, because otherwise where would you put the Kedah? So on this Urechaim, the Urechaim Kodesh says that every single time they said Kashet Tziva Hashem is Moshe to the Shem Yichud, for kavana of the mitzvah. So I'll just talk a minute about this inyan of mitzvah shichas kavana. Now many times in Shas Yamachlikas Tano, mitzvah shichas kavana or mitzvah inyan shichas kavana. The Prima God is mistapik, is it midaraisa, is midrabanan. The Rashbam says clearly mitzvah shichas kavana. Feel the man the omelet shichas kavana is midaraisa. The Turi Evan, I just mentioned the Kasha from the Turi Evan. Turi Evan's got a Kasha that if Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, the Fi the Manda Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, if without Kavana you're not Yotza, which Pasha the way Achronim learned the Manda, Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, without Kavana you're not Yotza, so what's the whole inyan of Chinuch for a child? A child can't be Mechavan, so what's Chinuch? What are you doing? And this goes down the whole Machalikas Achronim. How far does Chinuch go for a child? Mishabura says for the first day Yom Tov, a child is Yotze Chinuch and can make a bracha on an esrog and lulav of which is shoal, which for us we need lachem. But for chinuch it's okay. So some are asking, what about if you don't have esrog? Can you use a lemon? How far do we go? Because esrog shoal is not kosher. It's esrog, so for chinuch for a child is good. So maybe so then we can say for kavana, maybe that wouldn't be ma'akiv in chinuch. Three Evans got a kasha kavana, it's ma'akiv in chinuch. Maybe it's not ma'akiv. How far do we take a Do we go for chinuch? The Mishabur, I say a chiddush from Mishabur, that if somebody eats matzah without kavanah, you eat matzah and you don't have kavanah, then it doesn't matter, because the Gemara says for achila, achila ba'aroi shekeinene, someone does an aveira of achila, then even without kavanah, you're over shekeinene, by me'ila, shekeinene, so who didn't for achila, since you're having a nos, even though you don't have kavanah to actually eat the matzah, shame it's a matzah, since you're nene from it, so then you'd be carrying the mitzvah. And the Sefer Zera Avram says, that I finish off with a chiddush, but for Ben Adam Lechaveiro, you don't need to have kavana. You give him some Mishlach Manos to do a mitzvah, Ben Adam Lechaveiro, you don't need to have kavana. It brings a raya from the Rashi. Rashi says, Nofla Selim Yoda, you're walking down the street and a seller fell out of your pocket, and Motza on even his span is for Haizem Isborich. I know Haizem Isborich, it's a stock of Gemur. Now, you didn't have any kavana to give this stocker this money to the Ani, but Ani had enough from it. You get mitzvah socher. We see here that ben adam lachaveiro, it doesn't need even a man that holds mitzvah shichas kavana. But ben adam lachaveiro, we don't say that you say that mitzvah shichas kavana. Slach. Yeah.